This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Possible war against Iraq is the major issue in Washington this week as both houses of Congress consider resolutions dealing with action against Saddam Hussein. The debate takes place against the backdrop of November's elections and conflicting political considerations. Joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
A couple of Democratic congressmen made news yesterday by going on television from Baghdad and urging U.S. restraint against Saddam Hussein.
Well, that's right. Democrats David Bonier and Jim McDermott did go on American television saying, let inspectors in first, and if Iraq refuses to do it, as the president and the administration seem to think that Iraq will, then act. Now, that sounds like a very sensible course of action, except for these congressmen were calling for this from Baghdad with the backdrop of the city behind them. So it looks in some ways like they've been taken in by Saddam Hussein. 80% of the American people, according to the most recent ABC poll, says that they don't believe that Saddam Hussein will cooperate with weapons inspectors. So you get a few congressmen seeming to be on the other side of that. And Jim McDermott also questioned the president's motives, again, while he was sitting in Baghdad, saying that this might be more political than anything else. That's not a message that a lot of Democrats want to get out, and many of them have been desperately trying to show that they're not opposed to the president on the issue of Iraq. Again, in that ABC poll, the Republicans were trusted by 31 points over the Democrats on the question of which party could better handle Iraq. So most Democrats are just trying to show support for the president on this issue, vote overwhelmingly on this resolution and get it behind them, and they cringe when they see a couple of their colleagues coming out from another perspective, particularly from Baghdad.
So why'd they do it?
Well, obviously, you can't know their personal motivations, but a couple of things are true. There are quite a few Democrats who think that the party should be moving more to a peace party. You certainly saw that with Al Gore's speech last week. And there are others, Howard Dean, the governor of Vermont, who's running for president, saying the same sort of thing. David Bonier is not running again for Congress. He was redistricted out of his seat. He ran for governor and lost. And he no longer has to worry about the blue-collar constituents that always were his voters in Macomb County, Michigan. And I think in his case, he probably goes to his roots, which is the peace wing of the party. All of these congressmen are Vietnam War vets. And to the faith-based parts of the party, you know, you have to look hard to find the fact that leaders of several faiths, including the Catholic bishops, have urged restraint on any kind of war against Iraq. Part of this gets to the problem the bishops have been having that because of the scandals in the Catholic Church, their voices have been muted. There was a little prayer in my church yesterday that the U.S. and the U.N. find a nonviolent way out of this, but it's not one you've heard much. Other than that, there's some Democrats who just think that the politics of this are smarter, play to the political base of the party, the very liberal wing of the party, in an off-year election, because nobody's been turning out for these primaries, and if you want somebody to turn out, it will be the base, and that could help in a closely contested congressional election, and that's part of the motivation as well.
Aren't voters more likely to act on issues closer to home?
Sure, or on personalities and not on issues at all. And in this ABC poll, fully half say that they don't vote on the resolution on Iraq. How a member of Congress votes on that won't affect their votes for Congress one way or the other. For those who say they do care how the member of Congress votes, they do tend to be more supportive of the people who vote for a resolution condemning Iraq or authorizing action against Iraq than those who vote against it. But what you're really talking about here is the long-term perception of the Democratic Party. It's been trying to get out from under the idea that it's weak on defense for many, many years now. And if you look across the ocean at what Tony Blair has done, you see that he has really been able to try to move his party, push his party away from what was considered its very liberal roots, and some Democrats are trying to do the same thing on this side.
Is there any one race that might actually turn on the issue of Iraq?
Well, Paul Wellstone running for re-election to the Senate in Minnesota seems to be having problems with it, and Democrats in the Senate are talking about giving him his own resolution to vote on so he'll be able to vote for something. But it's significant, Bob, in this year of terrorism and bad economic times, the closest Senate races seem to have some personal problem in them. Taricelli in New Jersey with scandals, Hutchinson in Arkansas with personal problems, marital problems, now Harkin in Iowa with some problem in his campaign. It's not really deep issues that people are talking about.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.